He started here. He is here. No one knows New York better.
Geraldo.
77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Menti in this morning for Geraldo Rivera, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The time right now is 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. The number to call in today is 1-866-GERALDO. It's the number to call in any day. 1-866-437-2536. We will keep you up to date through the next 2 hours on that plane crash in southern France, the German Wings Airbus A320. As you heard during the news with Noam, all 150 people on board, 144 passengers and 6 crew members are thought to be dead. And this comes from a report from a rescue helicopter that flew over the area. This is a strange crash. The plane was taken off from Barcelona and going to Germany, to Dusseldorf. And about midway through, a little bit earlier than midway, they got a distress call. And the plane dropped 14,000 feet in 6 minutes. And it dropped over the Alps. So there is speculation, there are reports that it may have hit a mountain. But there's going to be a news conference coming up by Lufthansa, who is the parent company that owns German Wings. The airline is owned by Lufthansa. And so the German airlines, and by the way, most of the people on board are thought to be German tourists coming back from vacation. So they're going to hold a news conference, and when we get information from that, we will certainly pass it along, because it is a strange set of circumstances. It's really rare that a plane has distress in mid-flight, especially that high up. So it'll be interesting to find out what happened. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for that information, I want to start today with the tale of two governors, Andrew Cuomo and Chris Christie. Think about the change in the political world with those two from just a year and a half ago. You'll remember Christie was a national celebrity. He was on every talk show. He was on SNL. He had a huge approval rating, and polls showed him at the time as the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And Cuomo, a year and a half ago, had a 74% approval rating. He was also at the top of the political heap for the Democrats, second only to Hillary Clinton in his party. Now the approval ratings for both governors is either 50% or just a little bit less than 50%, and they are not at the top of the national political food chain for the 2016 elections. You're not seeing Chris Christie on SNL. You're not seeing him. He's traveling the country as he's still running for president. But you don't see him as the celebrity he once was, and he's not being talked about as he once was. So are they finished? With Hillary stumbling and no clear front runner for the Republicans, is it possible that Cuomo, Christie, or both of them could rise from the ashes of their own egos to challenge in 2016? 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. This topic, by the way, is in the news today. Click on Politico this morning, and there's Andrew Cuomo's face as the lead story. And the headline, he could have been a contender. And a subheadline, the rise and fall of Andrew Cuomo. I'm sure he loved seeing that today when he clicked on Politico. And the article contained excerpts of a new book, a biography of Cuomo, due out next week, called The Contender by Michael Schneerson. So then I clicked on NewJersey.com, and there's this big old picture of Christie with the headline, I Could Beat Hillary. It's fascinating to me that these two seem to be friends. Their rise and their fall, their personalities are alike. Both came into office gruff and arrogant and took on the power structure and the unions and were popular because of it. But then both Christie and Cuomo were tripped up by scandals. Scandals that neither have been charged with, but both of them have been tarnished by. Cuomo by disbanding the Moreland Commission and getting in its way, and Christie by Bridgegate. and with both the same plain-talking tough guy act we loved a year and a half ago seemed more arrogant. It seemed like bullying. What's worse is that both Cuomo and Christie look like hypocrites. They were supposed to be different, remember? And they turned out, at least in the media and by impression, they turned out to seem like everybody else. Crooked. Egotistical. So much in common with these two. In two separate private conversations I had, and that's why I'm not telling you the names, but I can tell you that one was a state leader in New Jersey, a prominent politician in New Jersey, and one was a prominent politician in New York, and I had to interview them both for TV. They said to me separately, in describing the governors, Cuomo and Christie, not knowing about each other's conversations, they weren't together. These are two separate interviews. They said of the governors, they are the most thin-skinned governors they have ever dealt with. Both of them used the exact same words. One was describing Christie, one was describing Cuomo. They're afraid to say anything about the governors because they get a follow-up phone call from a governor irate, either Cuomo or Christie, and there could be payback. That was fascinating to me. Both Christie and Cuomo were victims, I believe, of their own egos. And believe me, they both have healthy egos. Now, I'll grant you, to get to that level and to play on the national field, you have to have a big ego. Even those who hide it well have big egos. But the problem is with them and many politicians, they get to the point where they believe they are too big to fail. And those are the ones that fall the hardest, because it is a big fall from the top. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Jimmy from Wayne, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yo. Jimmy. How are you?
Good. If you get into a car and you drive through premier towns like Ridgewood, New Jersey, Madison, New Jersey, that used to have a waiting list to get into the stores on the main street. You go through all these towns, there's stores for rent. So, you know, Governor Christie did nothing to create jobs. You know, 90%, and this is a fact, actually 87% of the jobs that you get from the Jersey Department of Labor are from New York, not even from New Jersey. And I can only imagine with New York and New Jersey, they're so unfriendly to the people and the Second Amendment that, you know, who would vote for these guys?
You know, Jimmy, it's really fascinating that you called and said this, because I've seen this happen now. Nobody was saying this a couple years ago about Christie. Nobody was. And now
I
you
was.
Bring up his name, especially to people in New Jersey, and they will give you a long list of problems and the fact that he's done nothing for the state. Now, have you always felt this way about him, or is this new?
No, I always felt, and I'm a Republican, and I felt this way because I'm a photographer by trade, and I've been going around taking pictures of hundreds of places for rent, for sale, you know, places that used to employ a lot of people. And you go down premier roads like Route 10 and Dover and, you know, off of 287, building after building is for rent. Mercedes-Benz, which in Montville, Montville, New Jersey.
Yeah, they're leaving. I know. That's for other reasons. They're going to right the work state.
Yeah, but
I get the bigger point, Jimmy. And thanks for the phone call. And you're right. And this is what I keep hearing from people from New Jersey. I work in New Jersey. I do a show called Jersey Matters, and I hear this all the time about the fact that Governor Christie has let the state go. And this is something you didn't hear a year and a half ago. I'm telling you. When your popularity falls, it breeds discontent, and he has not helped himself at all by traveling around the country running for president. He made a misstep in thinking the best way to repair his career and his reputation was to travel around the country and try to make friends, because he started crumbling within his own house. New Jersey started to turn on him. And certainly the polls have shown that. He's dropped over 20 points in the polls, but he's still hanging around about 50%. So he's not done. That's the thing. And that's what I want to talk about as we continue on Geraldo today. This is Larry Menti filling in for Geraldo. The number to call in is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. And don't forget Andrew Cuomo. Their stories are so similar. This is the tale of two governors that were at the top of their political games. Are they finished? We'll talk about that next. This is 77 WABC.
Much.
Live and local, the Tri-State's most important issues with Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera this morning. The number to call in is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. We're talking about the tale of two governors. I click on Politico today, and there is Andrew Cuomo, because there's a new biography coming out about him, and the headline said he could have been a contender. And then I click on NewJersey.com, and there is Chris Christie claiming he can beat Hillary Clinton. The trajectory of these two governors, and it's interesting, they're friends, is about the same. They both came into office. They both became popular because of their brusque style. Scandals plagued both of them, and now both of them have had this drop in their approval ratings. So, a year and a half ago, they were talked about, both of them, at the top of the political heat in the Democratic and Republican parties, respectively. They were seen as real presidential candidates. Are they finished for 2016? What about 2020? 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. I don't think so. I'll tell you why in a minute, but first let's hear from Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, you're on 77 WABC.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I clicked in on you at the last minute. I heard you were talking about Governor Christie. I have no comment about Governor Cuomo. I'm born and raised in New Jersey and retired law officer. But I have to tell you something. I live in this state. I was born in this state. I have to tell you, the other gentleman was talking, he's right. The state is crumbling. Atlantic City is going bankrupt. Christie's ignoring it. You drive up and down the highways of this state, you see empty office buildings, okay, and factory buildings, warehouse buildings, everywhere.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm going to correct you on one thing. Everything else you say, I'm sure that's what you see, but he's not ignoring Atlantic City. He is involved in Atlantic City. As a matter of fact, some of the rest of the state are upset that he's too involved in Atlantic City. So he's not going to let Atlantic City go under. And although a retraction in Atlantic City is probably a good thing, because what happened was they just had too many casinos. But anyway, I just wanted to correct you on that one point, because I just don't think that's true. The rest of the state maybe, but Atlantic City he's involved in.
Okay, sir. I'm going to speak briefly and get off the line about him talking about the public pensions. Okay, he's doing the spin doctor routine on the real story of the public pensions. That's number one. He's getting the taxpayers all scared about what the public pensions are going to cost the taxpayers in New Jersey. Sir, I have to tell you something. I can't speak for any other public service except for law enforcement and firefighters in this state. The taxpayers have to know that we pay half of our pension every 2 weeks. Our pensions are not a public pension, okay? The taxpayers do not pay 100% of our pension. We pay half of it, okay? There were a number of governors for decades that would take money, okay, when the money was sent in by the municipalities to the Treasury, okay? There were governors that would order a quarter of our pension money into the general fund to offset the Jersey budget, and this is an absolute fact.
Yeah, no, Anthony, I know. I agree with you. Yeah, I get it. I get it, the pension problem. But you know what? I just got to move on, Anthony, but that's a great point. And the pension crisis in New Jersey is playing out in many states across the country. But I hate to tell you this, and I think that if you're in the pension program, they promise you that money, they owe you that money, but they got to get rid of the pension program like the private sector has. They got to move on to 401ks, because it is just crippling government. And it's not, and you make a great point. It is not all the fault of municipal workers or the police department or the fire department. Too many politicians have dipped their hands into that pension fund every time they had seemingly a crisis or a pet project they dipped their hands in. So I get that it's not all the union's faults. That being said, there's still a major problem in this country with the pensions. It's an outdated program, and it's something they got to get rid of. And it's something that that Chris Christie has to grapple with, and many other governors have to grapple with as well. Paul from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, Paul, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment in reference to Governor Christie and that, you know, when the governor got in here, New Jersey was going down the tubes. That's why Corzine got kicked out so badly. And Senator Steve Sweeney is the one person who keeps it this way. The governor doesn't make any law. He tries to do things. He's not a perfect governor. But all this was happening long before he got here. Prevailing wage, all the things that drive this state down the tubes are all in place. They were all there before he got here, and he has not been able to get rid of them. Has he done a perfect job? No. The legislature's not his. So he sits there, and he does what he can do, and it's not much.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot. Listen to that. Man, New Jersey has just turned on Christie. Even a supporter like Paul says, he does what he can do. He's not perfect. It used to be he was the next, he was the second coming for the Republicans. This is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC.
New York's biggest issues right now. This is Geraldo, 77 WABC.
And Geraldo Rivera has the day off. This is Larry Menti filling in. The number to call in is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. It is now 10:37, and I'm coming to you live, as always, from the NJDiet.com studios. This has been fascinating. I introduced the topic as the tale of two governors, Andrew Cuomo in New York, Chris Christie in New Jersey. Two governors that to me are similar. You may not think to look at them, but they're friends and their political trajectory was the same. They came in straight talking tough guys to fix up the state. And then they had bumps in the road and scandals, the Moreland Commission in New York and Bridgegate in New Jersey. And now their approval ratings have dropped. They were once both considered presidential candidates, front runners. Cuomo, the only person that could take on Hillary. So I introduced the topic that way, that I wanted to build. And everybody wants to talk about Christie. To me, that's fascinating. New Jersey, it seems, has turned on Chris Christie. Now, he's a Republican governor in a Democratic state. So it's amazing he won in the first place. And then when he had an approval rating of 70% with Democrats, that was amazing too. By the way, Cuomo also had an approval rating of over 70%, but that was in a Democratic state, a solid blue state. So Christie was even more amazing. So you would assume that when people were going to turn on him, it would happen faster in New Jersey. But the fact that so many, I don't know how he can run for president. I mean, I know this, but these are just phone calls into a radio show, but they're important because they reflect what's going on in the state, and the polls back this up, too. He's had a big drop. Let's check in on some more. This is what I'm talking about. Angela from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi.
Hi, Angela.
It doesn't matter who's there. If you're a Republican and the House is consistently controlled by Democrats, you're not going to get nothing done. All they do is come up with all these conspiracies, waste all this money. Look at all the previous governors, all the scandals, and they just push them underneath the rug. All the money robbed out of the state. And the people will still put in Democrats and complain.
So you're blaming the are you a Christie supporter?
I'm not really liking him. He's not conservative to me. He might as well be a Democrat.
So you're a Republican that used to like Christie. Did you like him a couple years ago?
Well, I liked him, but the little he did, he's, you know, with the unions and all, it was great. But I'm never with. I mean, look where we're located at.
Yeah,
we're
no.
We're a very blue state. And this is what people don't realize. You keep the control in Trenton is Democrats. So you got one Republican. What is he going to do? They're just not friendly to businesses. It's just, I mean, and people don't understand that because what New Jersey's turned into.
Yeah, Angela, I got it. You're blaming the Democrats, but you're also a conservative Republican that liked Christie 2 years ago and don't like him too much now, although you're not blaming him for all the problems. And that's the part that's fascinating to me, that you're not that crazy about him now, but the best you can say is, what is he going to do? Well, he did pretty well before when he was popular. He was able to work with Sweeney then. He was able to get things done in New Jersey then. How did he go from the guy that got things done, that came in and was able to work with the Democrats or make them submit, to the guy who can't get things done and, oh, it's not his fault? But he's not that great. I think he's okay. He's not that great. Wow. Even his former supporters. To me, this is fascinating, and it is the entire problem for Chris Christie. And the fact that I introduced the topic of Cuomo and Christie, and nobody really wants to talk about Cuomo, all they want to talk about is Christie, is also fascinating. James from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
I just have a quick comment I'd like to make.
Sure.
I think Governor Christie is done in politics after he's done with the governorship. I think he's done. Cuomo has a chance to redeem himself for maybe 2014, okay? But here's what's going to happen.
2014?
Yeah.
2014 passed.
2020.
Oh, yeah.
2020.
Okay.
All right. I think this is what's going to happen. In about a year from now, you're going to start to see Obama throw Hillary under the bus.
Oh, that's already started, okay? James. That's happening right now.
Right, that's happening right now, but it's going to really ramp up in about a year. Because he wants Elizabeth Warren because she's more in line with his politics.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren's not going to run. She's not going to run.
Will.
No, I don't think so.
She's not going to run if Hillary doesn't run, and Hillary's not going to run.
Oh, I see. Now, that is a possibility, but I think Hillary's going to run. I think, James, that's wishful thinking on your part that Hillary's not going to run. I think she's all in at this point. Willie from Long Island, you're on 77 WABC.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say that Cuomo and Christie are twins in their politics. New York and New Jersey is a political liberal cesspool, and it always will be. The voters are too stupid to make any changes, and they complain. But on we go with life.
Willie, I think the person you hurt the most in that comparison, especially among his base, was Chris Christie. I don't think you're hurting Cuomo by saying he is the governor in a liberal cesspool, especially coming from where you're coming from, which I assume is from the right. But if you believe that about Chris Christie, he has no shot nationally.
Well, he doesn't deserve it. He's just a rhino, if at best.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. No, I just find it fascinating that he was such a political star among Republicans. And you didn't hear any of this a year and a half ago. It's just how far he has fallen, which is why I believe. Now, he was on his Ask the Governor radio show in New Jersey yesterday. And that's when he said he could beat Hillary Clinton. But he also wouldn't commit to running. Now, he claims he's going to make his decision in late spring, early summer. But from what I'm hearing and what you're seeing in the polls and the way you look at the political climate and the path that he has to go through, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, I don't see it for Chris Christie. And he was at top of the heap. He was the number one contender. He was running away with it a couple of years ago. To me, I don't remember a politician falling like this in this short a time. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I don't think he's done yet. I'm going to give you that, and I'm going to get your phone call at 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Christie and Cuomo, the tale of two governors, although the conversation that you want to have seems to be about Chris Christie. And I'm not hearing a lot of good things. This is Larry Menti, in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC.
The sound of the city, Geraldo, where New York comes to talk, 77 WABC.
And this is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studios. The number to call in is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. The time right now is 10:52. Reports now coming in from southern France about that German wing Airbus that crashed is that it fell from the sky at 4,000 miles a minute. So those earlier reports that it might hit a mountain, it might have, but it plummeted before then. So this is just so strange. It was up 38,000 feet. What made it just drop from the sky? There was a distress call, and so they're investigating, and boy, this is really a mystery. It's odd that a plane in mid-flight just drops out of the sky. We'll stay on top of it. We'll have more in the news at the top of the hour. But I want to get back to our conversation about Christie and Cuomo, which has been mostly a Christie conversation. And if they're done politically, because they were so high in the polls a year and a half ago, and now they're done. But I think if they play their cards right, both are strong candidates still for 2020 especially, and possibly for 2016. I know you might think I'm crazy for saying that there's still a possibility for 2016, but consider this. Even with Cuomo's drop in the polls, he's still at 50%. His order to ban fracking was a big deal among progressives, and he could challenge us. He could be a strong threat from the left to Hillary if he decided to get in and if she keeps plummeting. And with Christie, despite all his problems, and they are many, and you've heard the phone callers, he still hovers right around double digits in the polls in the early primary states. So with no clear front runner, why not Christie? He's someone who could break through on the campaign trail and in debates. If he can recapture that plain talking in your face magic that we used to love. Remember, a year ago, they were both golden. Now they're not. In another year, they could be golden again. 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. Tracy from Montclair, New Jersey. You're on 77 WABC.
Hi, it's Christy, actually.
Oh, so are you a supporter because of the name?
No, it's not just the name, but I do like his name. I think President Christy has a nice ring to it, don't
See?
You?
See? You're the one.
So I like Chris Christie for a few reasons, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I loved that when he came in office, he was a true fiscal conservative, and he said, I'm going to go by this budget line by line, like we heard Barack Obama say. He never did, though. And I'm going to get rid of these agencies that are basically defunct. He found agencies that were, you know, things like to investigate a beetle. They hadn't met for 10 years, but yet there were people collecting 100,000 plus salaries. And he disbanded those agencies, and he went through the budget line by line and did what he said he was going to do. So I laud him for that. And then the second thing I really like, my mother, who's a lifelong Democrat, absolutely loves him. Absolutely thinks he is like the best thing since sliced bread. And he's a plain talker, like you said. I believe that in debates he could possibly come through and shine again as you know, the guy who speaks the truth. I mean, I don't, so what? One lane of traffic was closed down? You know, look at Benghazi. I can't believe.
Yeah, and every investigation, Tracy, shows that he didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, so far, I know there's one big investigation to come, but so far he's been over-investigated, and it seems like he has nothing to do with it. John from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Yes, good morning, Larry.
Morning, John.
Yeah, I think Chris Christie is finished, and I believe he made a big mistake because he's everywhere else is in Jersey. Remember when the storm, he was in Florida, I think it was in Sandy or something like that?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, no, he was gone, then he came back. And
yeah.
But the big thing that people, especially Republicans, don't like is that he hugged the president and couldn't stop praising him. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about this new de Blasio initiative for fighting crime. He's buying pizza for gang members with your money.
He started here. He is here. No one knows New York better. Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC. The time right now is 11:06. The number to call in anytime you feel like it, 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. As always, I'm coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. You heard Noam Layden say that plane, that German airliner, just fell from the sky. They're now saying it was an 8-minute descent before it crashed. Oh, my God. People that are afraid of flying, and everybody has a little bit of this, that's what you fear the most, that kind of plummeting before a crash. I just hope those poor people passed out before they hit the ground, so they didn't have to experience that terror. And by the way, the media got, except for the fact that there was a crash, you might as well ignore cable news for the first hour and a half, because they got just about everything wrong. And it seems like in every breaking news story over the last year and a half, they get everything wrong. You know what? Take some time and just get it right, instead of spouting out things on the air and misleading everybody. Because the idea that we heard early on, it hit a mountain. We heard early on that there was a 5-mile stretch of debris. And now all of that. And now, as Noam said, they're still trying to figure out if there was ever a distress call. So all this misinformation, just take the time and get it right. It is one of, I'm sure it bugs you too, but it's one of my pet peeves over this 24/7 news cycle, the fact that they just seemingly make things up just so they have something to say on the air. Again, this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera. And have you heard about this? Oh, man. We're getting our first taste of the de Blasio crime-fighting initiative. Or I should say the city's gangs are getting their first taste of the initiative. Free pizza! Free pizza for criminals. What about the law-abiding, hard-working people who pay taxes and tolls? How about free pizza for them at the toll booths or in the subways? How about free pizzas there? No, we're the suckers who pay for the pizza for others. Here's what I'm talking about. Under the new city community policing strategy, the NYPD is throwing pizza parties for some of the city's most dangerous gang members. And the message of the pizza parties is supposed to be, get this, that the gang members and the criminals are loved and respected. This is all supposed to steer them away from violence and into a civilized society. A pep talk and free pizza. Why didn't we think of that before? Man, we could have eliminated crime in the city if we just had given them free pizza. So we got rid of stop and frisk to get guns off the street, and we're replacing it with pizza parties, because I guess a well-fed gang member is much less likely to shoot somebody. Is there any shot that this works? 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. Of course it won't work. Community policing isn't cozying up to the criminals. They aren't going to give up their lucrative drug trade or the guns that keep them safe because you give them pizza. This is crazy. This is progressive hogwash. Community policing is cozying up not to the crooks, but to the scared, law-abiding citizens who have to live amongst these gangs and are scared to death to talk or walk out on the street. They can give you important intelligence on where the gangs are and where they're doing business. But I kid you not about this love and respect thing. One of the pizza parties was attended by James O'Neill, chief of the department, and here is his speech to the gang members, as told secondhand, by the way. Everybody here cares about you, and the police are there. Everybody here respects you. You are the people in this city who are the absolute highest risk of getting hurt. Yes, because they're breaking the law. You're at the highest risk of getting killed. Yes, because they're breaking the law. Hurting somebody else and going to jail and prison because they're shooting guns. That's why they could hurt somebody else, and they could go to prison because they're shooting guns. They committed a crime. They killed someone, possibly. This is... I would love to hear from police officers. Because maybe I just don't get it. Maybe this is brilliant police work. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. How about a spa day for the gang members? Let's not stop at pizza parties. Let's pamper them into doing good. Massages, manicures, pedicures. As part of the new police training, let's teach the NYPD on how to give these spa treatments. How about that? Here's the real problem I have with the pizza parties. You aren't reaching the people you need to reach. These pizza parties are for those who have already broken the law, and it's required as part of their parole or probation. So if they didn't have to be there, they wouldn't. Meanwhile, most of the gang members that haven't been caught yet are laughing at the pizza parties as they continue to sell drugs. They're laughing at the people who have to go to that. Deputy Commissioner Susan Herman claims this has worked all over the country and it will work here. Really? Where? Chicago? So expect more pizza parties. You break the law, you get a pizza. It's like Oprah. Everybody gets a pizza. You gotta love the new New York if you're a crook. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. I've done hundreds of interviews on community policing, and I've never heard of anything like this. Having a presence in the community, having barbecues even for the entire community that is crime-ridden, not just the crooks, providing athletic outlets like gyms through PAL. I get all that. That works. But this, commit a crime, get a pizza program, is something I have never heard of before, and at best, it is suspect. Ray, at Rikers, you're on 77 WABC.
Hey, brother, how you holding up today?
I'm doing all right.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm a 20-year veteran. I'm ready to retire. I normally call the Geraldo Show, but listen, this pizza party...
Well, this is the Geraldo Show. It's just not Geraldo, that's all.
Right, yeah. When you're right, you're right. Listen, my friend. I had a commissioner on Rikers Island that attempted the same fiasco. And you know what happened? Violence exploded. That's it. The pizza party, it doesn't work, brother. It's not going
to
work.
Well, why? Explain to me. I didn't expect that. I thought it wouldn't work. I didn't know violence would explode. Why does violence explode because of the pizza party?
Because, you know what, and I know I'm not going to sound politically correct, but you can't take in a house cat and expect a street cat and expect it to be a house cat. You know, these guys are hardened criminals, brother. They don't respect... You know, my dad used to say it all the time, every toolbox needs a hammer. These guys don't respect pizza parties and marshmallows and little chocolates and their cocoa. They don't respect that, man.
And do they see the other side? Do they see the NYPD as soft for doing
yes.
it, as vulnerable for doing it?
Listen, they see it as a sign of weakness. I'm telling you, I know you're going to have a bunch of callers be like, listen, brother, I'm on the inside. When PD makes a collar and these guys commit crimes and do whatever, we got to live with them here on the island. These guys don't respect anything, nothing. So what you, again, I'm going to go back to my analogy. You can't take in a stray cat, an alley cat, and expect it to be a house cat. Doesn't work like that.
That's a great analogy, Ray. I really appreciate the phone call. The new Give Pizza to a Criminal initiative to fight crime in the city. I love that phone call from Ray, and I would love to hear from more NYPD, former NYPD. Have they ever heard of anything like this? Because the deputy commissioner claims this is working across the country. I've been a reporter for a long time. I have never heard anything like this. 1-866-ERALDO. 1-866-437-2536. This is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC.
From New York, for New York, live, local, on it, Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
It's now 11:23 on 77 WABC. This is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in anytime is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. We're talking about the new de Blasio Cozy Up the Criminals crime initiative, which we read about. By the way, I have to give credit to the New York Post. They had an exclusive on this about the pizza parties for gang members and to tell them that the NYPD loves and respects them and they realize that they are on the front lines and they could be killed. The front lines of criminal activity. But reaching out to gang members by giving them pizza is going to rehabilitate them. This is the community policing that Mayor de Blasio and the NYPD is pushing. And the deputy commissioner claims that this has worked across the country. Please show me where. Show me where pizza parties for gang members has worked across the country. Sometimes they just say things. By the way, Crash, the board operator, the legendary board operator, is trying to come up with a name for the initiative. He's come up with a couple. Give pizza a chance and take a slice out of crime. And then the sub headline would be, please don't kill the delivery man. I get that right? I think I got that right. No, please don't rob the delivery man. Kill the delivery man as well. And I want to hear from law enforcement officials especially to find out if they've ever heard of anything like this and if it has any shot of working. Gino from the Bronx, you're on 77 WABC.
Just like the correction officer who called in earlier, I was a probation officer back in the 1990s, and the scheme of actually giving criminals a break that they don't deserve is ludicrous. Remember Midnight Basketball? Remember Slick Willie and how he said they were going to put 100,000 cops on the streets and Midnight Basketball to occupy the gangbangers back then? It never happened. And I can tell you from experience, there is not a single thing you can do to these mutts that will ever get them rehabilitated. I dealt with them as juvenile offenders, and then they graduated to adult offenders. They all got records. They all do things that I would love to know about. But the idea that we actually, as taxpayers, as suckers that we are here in New York, would actually subsidize a pizza party for a gangbanger who probably gangbanged his way to the top of the streets, this is insanity. We're going back to the future where we have these Bolsheviks, federal, state, and local. We got Obama, we got Andy Boy, and we got this Bolshevik, this moron, this 6'6" walking foul pole, Bill de Blasio. All three of these fools are throwbacks. We have to get rid of every single one of them. There is no way on earth that you can tell me that these guys are going to be rehabilitated, because I'll tell you from my own professional experience, it never happened.
Yeah, Gino, pizza's not going to do it. I can't believe you don't believe pizza's going to rehabilitate some of these guys. Gino, man, that was enjoyable. Gino, you're good. Tom from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure, Tom.
The problem here, common sense is gone, right? So the problem is that jail, people say jail's so hard and we need to make it nicer so people come out, they don't come out angry and this and that. That's crap. Jail should be unpleasant. There shouldn't be cable. There shouldn't be weightlifting. There shouldn't be anything that's enjoyable in jail. The food should be crap. The time should be crap, and you should fear going back to jail. The recidivism rate is lower in countries where people think jail sucks, not where they can go back to the party, get off the street, check out a life, and do this sort of thing. So cozying up to people, giving them more money, playing the fool, just like Gino was just saying, is not going to work. And people change over time, right? They get older. They realize life is passing them. Unfortunately, if they need to be locked up until that time occurs in their life, because generally, they don't get rehabilitated by a couple years in jail. So,
and not by pizza either, Tom. They're not going to. And the thing is,
severity of the crime should merit, you know, the amount of time that they get. And people that are in for murder shouldn't get 2 years and then get out on probation or good behavior. This and that. You should have to do your time. None of these early release initiatives. None of this crap.
What a novel idea, Tom. What a novel idea in having the punishment fit the crime. And here's the thing. I get a little bit of this, and thanks for the phone call, Tom. I get a little bit of this in that you were trying to cozy up to the community to get information. But you get information by busting criminals and then cutting a deal with them. They're not giving you information for pizza. That doesn't help. Ivan, you're on 77 WABC.
Hello.
Hi, Ivan. You're on the air.
How you doing? I've been retired now for quite a while, but I'm still involved with law enforcement. Let me tell you, there was a study done by the FBI years back that can prove none of this thing that you're nice to people works. They went into the correcting facilities, and they went and they questioned inmates about police officers and also correction officers, and these were cop killers. And the one question that came up that popped out most of the answer was, why did you kill the cop? They said he was too nice. You can't be nice. You cannot be nice. You got to keep your guard up. You can't be going around giving free pizzas to these inmates or even out here in the streets to any of these guys committing crimes. I mean, you got to be professional, yes, but you cannot be nice because what happens is, just like one of your callers said, they take niceness for weakness.
Right. No, I get that. Thanks a lot for the phone call, too. We'll stay on top of this. We're going to take a break for news, and then I want to change topics one more time because new statistics have come out to show that the subway system, as if you needed to hear this, but now there's proof, is really going downhill. I mean, going downhill fast. Wow, what a great time for a fare hike. This is Larry Mancy in for Gerardo Rivera on 77 WABC.
Geraldo, live, local. Today's most important New York stories, only on 77 WABC.
It is now 11:38 on 77 WABC. This is Larry Mancy in for Gerardo Rivera, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in anytime is 1-866-GERALDO. 1-866-437-2536. When I first started working in New York again for my second stint, I used to work at WABC-TV. And then 7 years ago, I started at WPIX-TV, and now I'm at 77 WABC. But in my second stint, when I started about 7 years ago, I raved about the New York subway service. I knew there were some problems, but they weren't big problems, and it wasn't as clean as it could be. But for the most part, they were on time. And to me, that's number one above all else. Trains got to be on time. I can forgive almost anything else, just be on time. But have you noticed recently that the subways that used to run pretty much on schedule have been having some real problems with tardiness? A major problem with tardiness. The trains are running later than ever before. And until they can fix that problem, I'm not sure why we should be asked to pay more money for inferior service. Fix the problem and then come back and ask me for more money. 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Have you noticed this? That over the last year, the trains have been running later than ever before? And there are statistics to back this up. Over the last 12 months, only 74% of the trains arrived at the end of the line on time, which means that each stop, they've been later and later and later along the way. So think about that for a second. That means on average, one out of every four trains you take is going to be late. Some are significantly late. Now, that number I gave you is down from the year before by a lot. The year before, well over 80% of the trains were on time. Now it's down to 74%, so the problem's getting worse, and they want more money. Monthly delays at every stop skyrocketed to 43,000 per month. Let that sink in for a second. 43,000 delays a month. That's up a whopping 36% from the year before. What is going on? Is it possible that Joe Loda was that good as MTA president? I mean, his numbers look so much better than the new guy. What did Mussolini say? Just make sure the trains run on time? Loda did that. But my friend Curtis Sliwa will tell you, who's up next, by the way, with Dominic Carter filling in for Ron Kuby today. Loda didn't invest in the system. It's breaking down, and that's what's causing the delays. So now the new president, Carmen Bianco, looks bad because they didn't invest in the program before. The subway system is dealing with signals that are over 70 years old, and they fail all the time, and that causes major delays. And the system, listen to this, is still having problems with Hurricane Sandy, which is amazing to me. Where did all the Sandy money go? The homeowners in Staten Island and Queens aren't getting it. The MTA isn't getting it. There was so much money. We need an investigation, by the way. We really need a serious investigation into the Sandy money. Build it back, all the charities that raise money. There are hundreds of millions of dollars out there in New Jersey and New York that's not getting to where it's supposed to be. And the fact that the trains are still having problems and the subway systems are still having problems because of Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, whatever you want to call it, because of problems from back then that weren't fixed when there was federal money available at the time to fix the subway is ludicrous. And now we're told we have to add another quarter to the base fare and bring it up to $2.75. But it just feels wrong to pay more for service that is slipping. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. You're our eyes and ears. Have you experienced this? Another thing, by the way, is that the MTA claims the problem is you, that it's overcrowding. You have people trying to squeeze onto the cars even when they obviously can't fit. We've all been there. We've all been pushed back by these. The guy with the belly and the backpack decides he can miraculously squeeze into 3 inches between you and the closing door. Yeah, that holds up the trains too. Hale from Freeport, you're in 77 WABC. Hale, are you there? Neil from New York, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, how you doing? The subway systems are really filthy, disgusting. There's rats. I mean, the rats don't even run around anymore. They just walk around like they're on drugs. It's just filthy, disgusting. And instead of us giving money to other countries, why don't we start putting the money here to start fixing our infrastructure?
Yeah, and Neil, you take the subway a lot?
Once in a while. I try to avoid it as much as I can.
Yeah, no, it is filthy down there. But you know what? I can live with that if the train's on time. Because then you don't have to stand among the filth and watch the rats, because the train at least gets you to where you're going to go. But the problem is exacerbated by the fact that the trains aren't showing up on time. And when that happens, that's a major problem. And again, and thanks for the call, where did all that Sandy money go? I can't believe we're still having problems in the subway system because the Sandy money was there. Where did it go? I don't think it was spent. I think it's sitting in an account somewhere, accruing interest for some politician somewhere. Spend it on the subways. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Spend it on some of those homes in Staten Island that are still waiting to be rebuilt and in Queens. Stan from Queens, you're in 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. It's Tuesday. It's Larry Menti. Great to talk to you, as always.
Hey, Stan. Thanks for calling.
All right. I'm in Forest Hills, and we have E, F, and R train. The R train starts here and heads all the way to Brooklyn. It's the worst. It doesn't get into the station. It takes 20 minutes to get there on a regular time to get into, even a half hour. Then the weekends, you got to wait almost 45 minutes. I think it has to do not necessarily with MTA, but it's the quality of the people that you hire that are in the yards and are in the trains. It's getting worse and worse. It's just, they're not hiring great people. What can I tell you?
Yeah, and then they never get fired. That's the there's the biggest problem. It doesn't matter if you do your job.
Let me tell you, Larry, I'm pro-union. But this union has been the worst for the last 40 years and getting worse. The trains are just getting worse. It's not getting any better, I'm sorry. I agree with you.
Yeah, and they got to invest some money on it. Stan, thanks for the phone call. What have you experienced? You're going to pay a fare hike. You're paying for this. Has the subway system deteriorated so much so that they can't even get the trains there on time anymore? Statistics seem to back that up, but you're the eyes and ears. Give me a subway report. Tell me what you've experienced. Are the trains running on time? Do they deserve an extra quarter every time you get on? We'll make it 50 cents because you got to get there and back. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. This is Larry Mantey in for Geraldo Rivera today on 77 WABC.
Get Geraldo now. Get in on New York's most important stories. 866-HERALDO, 77 WABC.
It's 11:53 at 77 WABC. Larry Mantey in for Geraldo coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. So we got this fare hike coming from the MTA. And at the same time, statistics come out that 43,000 trains are late every month. That's up 36% from last year. One out of every four trains you wait for is late by these statistics. So what is going on? Tino from Long Island, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning. You are a pleasure.
Thank you, Tino. I appreciate that.
I tell you what, you got to understand something about this industry. We're using the same exact I'm in it. I'm in the railroad. We're using the same exact technology that was made in the 1800s. So until we can get a handle on trying to, you know, update it, bring it up, because all we do is stick Band-Aids on things.
Yeah,
we're
Tino.
We have these problems constantly.
Yeah, and you know what? And they say that in the report. Tino, thanks for calling. That's part of the problem, that some of the signals especially are 70 years old or over 70 years old. But it was fascinating to me that I did this in the last segment and that Amy Chase in traffic lists about five trains that have mechanical problems. So, Tino, I get your point. Ralph from New York, you're in 77 WABC.
Well, there's a campaign focusing on the rider, the fact that he's very inconsiderate. And there's a set of instructions, Larry, that will tell the rider inside the train how he should conduct himself while traveling. And this is passing the buck to the passenger. You know, I'll tell you one thing that is a problem. The iPhones and the people not paying attention. They're not looking up. They're not paying. It's dangerous also. They're on their iPhones. And yes, the system is antiquated. Yes, it's 1905. I think it's based in 1905. But, you know, the passengers could really take heed and be a little bit more considerate, because they, right now, you have a bunch of dolts on there. Most people are great, but you have a set of people that think that they run the joint, and they're just causing problems for everyone.
And, Ralph, you know, there's part of that that does cause the delays, and it's the people that try to cram into the trains at the stops, and they can't close the doors because of that. So it actually has something to do with the delays. John from the Bronx,
yes.
You're in 77 WABC.
Hi, I'm just listening about the MTA. If you see the tax on the telephone, tax on the payroll tax, tax on the toll, and rising price, nobody following this money. Nobody counting this money. Where this money is going?
Yeah, I want to know where the... Look at some of the problems, John, thanks. Some of the problems are from Sandy. I want to know what happened to all the Sandy money. And I cannot believe that in New York City, the media capital of the world, there has not been a big investigation into where the Sandy money went. The Sandy money, the federal money, should be used to fix the MTA and to fix those houses in Staten Island and Queens. We'll pick that up another day. I'm in for Geraldo again tomorrow. I want to thank Brian Gallucci, who's been taking the phone calls, and Crash, who is behind the board on the other side of the glass. Stick around. Curtis and Kubi, except today it's Dominic Carter for Kubi, up next.